Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Can you are listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Do stay with us. In a moment, we will be having a conversation that takes a look to do with all things SAMRO. We will be interrogating and investigating conversations around why it is important for music producers, artists to register with SAMRO. Not a new theme that we've discussed here on the show before. We have certainly deep dived into these particular conversations, but we will be getting clarity as to how best we can capitalize on the importance of licensing for DJs and music promoters. So that's a big story that we will be unpacking in just a moment with my guest, Karabo Sena, who'll be joining us in just a moment. But for many of you who have been sharing your tweets, your comments and your feedback, firstly, thank you for the voice notes that we've been receiving, especially from Zooks, who helped us unpack the theme around credit card fraud, right? And some of the processes and processes as well as boundaries in place for banks to actually help us manage the frustrations we have with banks as well. I do see Zuxo also came through with a tweet. She says, thanks Kukumfupi and Dumelo for responding to my voice note regarding the controls and mitigations in place. Very informative. Zux, anything for you. At Marco saying the best show, so we appreciate your feedback. Keep them coming. Your tweets are always appreciated. Any questions, feedback, or themes that you'd like us to explore? Maybe you're in the music space, maybe you aren't. We want to hear from you. So share your voice notes 0636880959. Alternatively, feel free as well to give us a ring on 0860000959.
Kaya Biz.
This is Kaya Biz
with Gule Tumfupi.
On the street, on the air.
On Kaya 959.
So, are you a DJ? Are you a music promoter? Fundamentally, you play a very important role as a conduit for introducing South African music to the global audience. But how is it that you need to prioritize your importance of registering with SAMRO licensing? Let's get some feedback now from Karabo Sena, SAMRO General Manager for Sales and Licensing. Karabo, such a pleasure to touch base with you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, and thanks for the invite.
Oh, such a delight to speak to you. I do know that for many of us, when we think about SAMRO, we typically associate it with musicians and songwriters only, but it also has a role and function to play specifically for DJs and music promoters. Tell us how.
Yeah, so I think, you know, firstly, everybody thinks about musicians being paid royalties, but not often do we ask ourselves, where does the money actually come from? You know, that is actually distributed as royalty. So SAMRO, as you correctly said, obviously it's focused on paying royalties to those that create music, these being the composers and the writers of the music. But, you know, for us to pay them, somebody has to pay what we call a license fee. Mainly, yes, it's the broadcasters and the hospitality industries and the shops and the likes. But as you critically noted, when you are a promoter, for example, and you have events that are taking place, it could be small, it could be medium, it could be big, you definitely have to get, you know, a SAMRO license, purely because legally the Copyright Act does say that anytime you use somebody else's music, you need permission. So permission can only be sought through a license. The same goes with a DJ, because a DJ, for the most part, I mean, we know this, not necessarily that they are playing their own music. So because of that, they also need to get a license.
I'm so glad you mentioned this. The other day, one of my colleagues, Glenn Lewis, was educating us on Nick Holder and the song Summer Days and how he promoted the song, remixed it, but didn't actually follow through with the royalties and paying the previous artist who offered them support. And I think that's what we also need to understand, that the consequence of not following through with this registration or licensing with SAMRO can be financially detrimental to the DJ or music promoter. Would that be correct?
Yes, it would. It would. And I mean, there is also a separation between even what, let's say, Glenn Lewis was referring to. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the one that you're referring to is where somebody needs to get permission, right? Mm. That's actually a different type of permission that you need to get. You know, so if I create a song right now, you can't necessarily take it, make a different rendition of it, and then just use it. you need to come to me and we need to agree as to, you know, how are we going to share actually the royalties that come from that, right? Because that's a form of respect and the law requires that. But over and above that, what we are even talking about, Hashem, is to say that just being a DJ, if you say you're a DJ, obviously you are hopping from one gig to the other, as that's part of your job, of course. You also need a license because there is almost like somebody says it is a consequence of your function that you're going to use other pieces of music that are not yours.
Mm.
So by default, you need to pay a license. And the DJ license, by the way, is just below 2,000 rand. It's not something, you know, that somebody sits there, and that's for the year. There's not even a monthly fee or anything of that sort. So when you sit there and you think about it, it's literally below 200 rand a month, really. So you're saying that, okay, that's not a lot of money. And that's just purely for you to be rightfully playing other people's music, knowing that you've paid the respective license. And that's just for that. And it's as simple as that.
That's so important. And I think this is also really critical that we understand not only the cost, but the process as well to register for this particular license. What does that entail? Because sometimes paperwork and artists, not such a good idea.
I know. So what we've done, and this also goes for promoters as well, right? Because promoters is similar to DJs, but the difference with the promoters is that they would obviously book an act, right? The DJ would actually play the song themselves. But yes, the licenses are different in terms of value, but the process that you would follow is as simple as you go into the SEMRA website, and then you will go under there's a category called user, because we distinguish between, you know, a creator or a user. So when you go in there, you are able to click there and literally register for a license. Somebody will be in touch with you to get, you know, any additional information. But the DJ license is straightforward. You don't need much more than just saying that I need a DJ license. You will literally get, you know, an invoice, and then you are able to pay for it. So with the promoter one, slightly different, because we just need to get, you know, some essential information as to the size and so forth. But beyond that, we are able to follow a similar process. So it's a very straightforward process for you to be compliant.
An interesting theme that just reminded me of a scenario where a DJ and a music promoter were saying typically back in the day, they'd have to write down the full, the set? Of songs that they would actually play within a set.
The set list.
There we go. How would we do that in modern day trends where DJs are running around to multiple gigs in one night using digital USBs as well as the CDJs, the digital ones, to actually play this music? So how would the process and admin need to be managed?
So, crazy enough, it's still similar to that process. It's only now recently we are bringing in new technology that allows, we call it music, monitoring technologies, similar to Shazam, where, you know, we are now going to, you know, a venue and fitting a device that would literally listen to the music that reports directly through to us. So only now we are moving towards that. But for the most part, you would find that a promoter or even a DJ has to submit a set through to us so that we are able to pay correctly. So, you know, technology is one of those things that has not always worked well with music, especially from a pricing perspective. That's always the challenge. But so far, at least we found a solution that is much more sort of working, you know, at a decent price point, where we are able then to go ahead and say that we'll fit it in a lot more venues so that, you know, we can get the accurate readings at the end of the day.
100%. And that's very important. I'm assuming that the accuracy of those readings will also be verified by an institution like SAMRO, should audits take place. Would that be?
Yes. That is certainly important, because you want to pay the right parties, right? If my song is the one people are jamming to, I should be the one that's paid. So every single artist will definitely feel like that. So that is the focus that we have with regard to this technology as well.
Mm. Karabo, it's important we have this conversation, and we're trying to educate those who might be in those circles this evening, whether they're DJs or promoters or those who are affiliated with them. Talk us through the process of registering. You spoke about the cost. Maybe you can remind us just to make sure that we leave someone feeling a lot more empowered today with practical steps to follow through.
Sure. So firstly, if you're a DJ, I think one of the things that you have to acknowledge is that you use somebody else's music. So for you to be then legitimate, you need to go to the SAMRO website, which is www.samro.org.za. And from there on, through the step of what we call user, you will be able to process a license online. And then from there on, it will initiate you to pay that particular license. Then as a promoter, you follow the same steps. The only difference is that as a promoter, you will receive a call from a consultant from SAMRO that will need to get parameters. So the simple thing that we need from you is as simple as knowing the capacity, the number of people that are expected to attend, and then from there on, obviously the respective dates. Then from there on, we are able to license that particular, you know, event. And it is literally something that can start from as little as 10,000 rand. Mm. And yes, sometimes it can move up depending on the size of that particular, you know, event.
Got you. That's very important for us to note, right? So they don't come back and say, but I'm not Black Coffee yet.
So I know. but for you to get to Black Coffee standard, you need to start right. So exactly. That's the challenge again.
Oh, 100%. So true. Such a pleasure speaking to you this evening, Karabo. Truly appreciate it and wishing you all the best in your journey going forward. Please do shout next time there's amazing aspects that we can support with here at Kaya.
We'll certainly do so. Thanks a lot for the invite and to the listeners.
Anytime. That's our guest this evening, Karabo Senna, who is the General Manager for Sales and Licensing at SAMRO. And as you heard, really simplifying the understanding that you have to have, whether you're a DJ, a music promoter, essentially the music you play, that you get people to dance to, it's great, but you need to make sure that you pay your dues and, of course, register with SAMRO in terms of licensing agreements. It all comes back to benefit you at the end of the day and facilitate the business side of your growth as an artist and an entrepreneur in that space. So do continue giving us feedback about the thoughts on the show tonight. We're happy to take your voice notes, 063-688-0959. Just before we wrap up, as it is about 4 minutes to 8 o'clock. We've spoken about a lot, phenomenal conversations, everything from SAMRO to the Road Accident Fund, and of course, how they're actually spending more than 3 billion rand annually unnecessarily, and even giving you some insight into Gen Zs and where they put their money. A very important conversation we also had on BHP, just wanting to buy out Anglo-American assets that happen to be in South Africa. It's a big story, one that will continue evolving, and I think gives us a very fair reflection of where we are within the global economy.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.